Virginie de Montbreton. The Union of Women, The Beginning of New Women Artists by Sofia Garcia Hernandez. Art was an essential component of the world during the 19th and 20th centuries. Many men, such as Claude Monet, Vincent van Gogh, Pablo Picasso, Henri Matisse, etc., became famous artists during the 19th and 20th centuries because of their beautiful paintings. However, very few women were mentioned in the art world during that time. A famous essay that was published in 1971, written by Linda Nochlin, titled Why Have There Been No Great Women Artists, has had a significant impact on society and has demonstrated how women were excluded from the art world. Having women in the art world was and continues to be a significant issue. However, women were at a disadvantage in education compared to men in the 1800s, making it difficult for almost all of them to have the opportunity to become artists. The effort and determination of Virginie de Montbreton, a female artist, during the 19th and 20th century, allowed many women to obtain the opportunity they desired to have access to art, making a new beginning where women were going to be included in the art world. Virginie Elodie Marie-Thérèse de Montbreton was a French woman artist who grew up surrounded by painters, including her father and uncle. Virginie's father, Jules Breton, was a French naturalist painter who introduced his daughter to many famous painters such as Rosa Bonheur. De Montbreton became very familiar with Bonheur, who was best known as a painter of animals and her sculptures in a realist style. Bonheur was a significant influence, a role model, and a mentor to De Montbreton during her artistic career. This great animal painter was very passionate about art. She pursued her artistic career with an unwavering zeal. Little did Bonheur know that she would progress to the proud position of one of the greatest modern animal painters. Her enthusiasm and courage in art resulted in her important achievements. No wonder she was a significant influence on de Montbreton. Although it is not known exactly when de Montbreton started her artistic training, it is presumed that she finished one of her first drawings, titled Young Woman Sewing, at 14 years old when she had just started to depict figures. De Montbreton was passionate about art, which can be demonstrated since she started to paint at a young age. Her passion for art led her to the Salon, where she would win many honorable mentions and medals. When de Montbreton achieved her second gold medal, she became determined to secure the entrance of women to the École, and she then became an essential part of including women in the art world. During the last quarter of the 19th century and the first decade and a half of the 20th century, there were unprecedented institutional initiatives for women who were artists. A significant event happening during those years, the first all-women artist exhibitions and the first organization of women artists were founded. The Union of Women Painters and Sculptors constituted the primary campaigning body for women's entry into state educational institutions. From 1895 to 1901, de Montbreton served as president of the Union of Women Painters and Sculptors. In collaboration with Hélène Berthaud, a French sculptor and women's rights advocate, they were granted their first audience with a commission from the École, trying to get women to be admitted. Although it was not easy to achieve the inclusion of women in art, de Montbreton did not give up, and in 1897 she and Berthaud achieved the goal they had worked on for so long. The École des Beaux-Arts was finally open to female students. Perhaps it does not seem as much of a problem in today's world, but it was very significant back then because female art students were not socially free in Paris, and this challenged the logic of universal rights held by French Republicans. It went against the claim of equality and justice for all. De Montbreton did not only receive honorable mentions, she was able to have exhibitions of her own work and won medals because of it. However, she marked the beginning of a new world for women. She made sure that female artists were allowed to be present in academic settings and be able to pursue their dreams in the art world.